At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Finding the right news podcast can feel like dating. It seems promising until you start listening.
When you hit play on Post Reports, you'll get fascinating conversations and sometimes a little fun too. I'm Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Azadi. Martine and I are the hosts of Post Reports. The show comes out every weekday from The Washington Post.
You can follow and listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. It'll be a match, I promise.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it! Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
This is the Lombardi Line with Michael Lombardi and Patrick Maher on VSiN.
Okay, it is the Lombardi Line as we welcome you in on a Monday. Hopefully you had a nice weekend. This is, of course, VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. It's called the Lombardi Line because Michael Lombardi is the host, and Michael is taking a break. Now, whether or not he's actually on vacation or just working less, probably writing a book right now. It's a well-deserved break for Michael Lombardi. Of course, I'm Patrick Maher, live from the VSiN studios here at the South Point. And I was giddy driving to work today because I can't believe they're letting us do it. Management is letting me work with Josh Applebaum. Of course, Market Insights is the podcast. We say hi to Josh. Big smile with an IPA in the corner. Josh Applebaum, Market Insights is the podcast. VSiN.com/podcast. Betting Across America with Pritch, who I actually did the show with yesterday. And I say good morning, good afternoon, Josh. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing great, Patrick. Hope you had a great weekend. The big man, Michael Lombardi. I don't know if he's working, Patrick, or maybe he's watching the Sopranos reruns. I don't know what he's up to, but well-deserved break there for the big man. But I'm excited, Patrick. We got some great guests today. Our buddy Will Hill. We get to check in with TG at the Borgata. Mike Somich to talk, you know, a little racing here. So should be a good day, Patrick. We got some Major League Baseball games to get to later. Preview of the NHL Stanley Cup Finals Game 1. But the big one, Celtics-Warriors, Patrick. I have a lot of systems on both sides. I do have a play on this. We'll walk our way through it, but this should be an exciting one to talk about. Celtics 7-0 after a loss this postseason.
It's almost like they put themselves in this position on purpose. They handed away an awesome opportunity in Game 4 so they can come back off a loss, which is what they do as a younger team. And we'll get to the game in just a second. Shocker, you have a play on your Celtics tonight, which we'll get to. A couple things. This is going to get pretty gambling geeky later in the show because we're going to be joined by professional handicapper Mike Somich, and he hasn't been on the show before. I'm so excited to have him on. He is partnered with the Racing Dudes, and he's a handicapper. He's one of the best racing handicappers as far as horse racing on the planet, but he's also a big-time handicapper. In fact, he has a big lean on that Lightning Avalanche series coming up in just a little bit. But the reason we're going to have him, and it's going to talk about betting philosophy, Josh, because a lot came out. The horse racing streets were hot with drama over the weekend because, of course, Rich Strike finished six of eight horses in the Belmont Stakes. And I was just surprised the horse didn't finish last. Now, that's not to be disrespectful to Rich Strike, who won the Kentucky Derby. But if you look at the PPs, the past performances, and you add it all up, the idea that this horse went off sub 4-1, you know, 3.5-1 in the Belmont Stakes after going off at 80-1 in the Kentucky Derby was just lunacy. So I actually thought the horse was going to finish last, finish sixth. Okay, no disrespect. The problem is there was some bet shaming going on. Because if you weren't betting Rich Strike in the Belmont Stakes, people thought you were square. Like, why aren't you coming off this past performance and getting down on this horse? And there was just a lot of controversy within horse racing circles. I understand it's a little deep, but we're going to discuss that with Mike Somich, and he's also going to give it out hockey play. And he actually has a take on tonight's basketball game as well. So I know you're into it. We're going to get a little gambling geeky and go deep. We're not going to bet shame, though. No bet shaming, Josh.
No, we never do that, Patrick. And I think you bring up a couple great points here. So number one, what's the point of shaming anyone for their bet? I mean, no one goes into a bet trying to lose it. If you're going to bet on a game, you have your reasons. Now, I may not agree with your reasons. I may be on the opposite side. I may agree or disagree, but it's your bet to make. So again, it's always that, hey, I win, give me a pat on the back. I lose, you know, you get the, you know, you eat some crow there. But I think it's a great point by you. And just in terms of recency bias, Patrick, like you see Rich Strike win that, you know, as a huge long shot. That's there, right. 80-1. You feel like, hey, you got to bet him again at this, at, you know, this much smaller number, but hey, you got to ride the hot streak. That's one of the biggest mistakes that I see a lot of new bettors make. I made this mistake all the time when I first started betting sports, Patrick. Recency bias. Whatever you remember, you know, as a goldfish, your memory is only what, 7 seconds, Patrick? Whatever you remember lastly, if a team played very well, you want to bet them just because you remember them playing well. If they lost, you know, last week, you see in the NFL, that's the ultimate recency bias sports, is what have you done for me last week? You flip it the other way. Instead of, you know, getting down on these teams or horses or fighters in the UFC, doesn't matter, who play very well and win their last time, you want to flip it and as a contrarian say, hey, I want to buy low on teams that didn't play well because they're probably undervalued and you're getting a better number, and kind of sell high on teams that are playing well. So great point by you. No bet shaming, Patrick. It's hard enough to win a single bet, and they don't deserve any shame.
I'm just so happy you said that, because there's a couple things, Josh, I wanted to add to what you just said. First off, you can beat the odds, but you can't escape them. And what I mean by that is, now think about what I just said. You can beat the odds. You can become a winning professional handicapper, and certainly the resources here at VSIN, we're trying to help you do that. But you can't escape the odds. You're not going to win every bet. So what I tell people, and of course the proliferation of social media and now so many new bettors getting into the space, there's this flexing and flossing that goes on social. And by the way, I don't judge it. I'm not a big Twitter guy. I'm not a big Instagram person. I don't even have Instagram. But if you do, and you want to post your winning plays, God bless. Jump on there and floss. That's not my concern. However, when people go the other way and they assume things, or they get ahead of their skis when it comes to winning a couple of bets, like I said, you can beat the odds, but you can't escape them. Eventually, you're going to lose. So I think it's important in this, as it's called, a racket in this industry, in this market, I think it's very, very important to remember, check your ego, because you're going to lose. That's the bottom line.
Yeah, and that's the biggest thing, I think, for a lot of new bettors, Patrick. You're always excited about, you know, sports betting, and it's kind of been, you know, through TVs, through movies, it's really, you know, the proliferation of, hey, making a lot of money and having a really good time and sweating and always winning, like Uncut Gems. You know, people like or dislike that movie, but that did a good job of explaining kind of the sweat and what you go through as a bettor, but it's really difficult to win. I think that's the biggest thing, and you got to have realistic expectations. We always talk about that magic number, Patrick, 52.38%. Assuming -110 juice, standard juice, that's your break even mark. You got to win 52.39 or more to make some money. And then to your point, just on social media, you think Billy Walters needs to tweet out, hey, I just cashed $1 million.
By the way, Josh, if you want to post a winning play, I have no issues with it. That's not my concern. It's just be careful. Be careful, because this catches up to you. Fair?
Oh, totally fair. Again, because once you get a little too cocky, too arrogant, Patrick, that's when you're typically due, you know, for a losing skid. But on the flip side, you're struggling. You know, maybe nothing's going your way. Maybe you're getting walk-off bad beats in Major League Baseball. Don't get too down on yourself, because again, betting is very cyclical. There's ups and downs. Never get too high, never get too low. But again, you win a bet, have some fun, celebrate. You deserve it. Sports betting is difficult. If you cash a bet, you should be proud of yourself.
You know, it also brings up another axiom when it comes to sports betting, and that is the illusion of control. I had a friend call me last night. He wanted to bet the Sunday night baseball game. And he said, when I watch a game, I feel like I can control it. And I said, oh, and I wanted to pat him on the head through the phone. Because essentially, that's what I call the illusion of control. And sports bettors fall into this trap, right? Those games that are on primetime TV, or you watch a game. It's almost like people have their fallacies when it comes to the slots, which are right over here. You know, you have an illusion of control with the one-armed bandit. That's why the game was created. When you can tap the screen, there's an illusion of control. Guess what? It's all built in. So I assure you, you're going to win. They'll lull you to sleep. Sports betting is a little bit different because there's a volatility there that you have to ride with. That's why temperament is so important. Bankroll management is so important. And checking your ego is certainly so important. But how about that, Josh? The illusion of control when sports betting, when you're watching a game. Me and Matt Santos with our MLS games, when we're watching the MLS and we go over 2.5 goals, we feel like we can will a goal. Guess what? You can't. It's an illusion.
Exactly. The illusion of success, or what was that, Patrick? Illusion of control. That's going to be the Patrick Maher,
Number one, right?
New York Times bestselling book. I like that title. That fits you to a T, my man.
Zip it, Josh. All kidding aside, Josh is my good friend and we're thrilled to work together. In fact, I think we're going to be working together a couple times this week as well, right?
Yeah, I'm out of the bullpen here, Patrick. So once you hear, Dropkick Murphys, coming out from the back, it's like me, Papelbon, coming in from the bullpen. Here I am. Let's strike out some guys. Let's get a save.
I think everybody is kind here at VSiN. Kevin's nodding yes, and Matt Santos nodding yes. But I think working with Pritch yesterday and now you today, it's an overwhelming kindness. So I'm looking forward to it. Now, let's get into the capping. Got plenty to do. The puck drops on Wednesday, Stanley Cup final. Save that S. When you say finals, hockey puckheads get really upset with you. It's the Stanley Cup final. Remember that, Josh. Puck drops coming up on Wednesday. Of course, we'll set that series up for you. Colorado Avalanche -190. What's interesting, Samich, who's going to be joining us, Mike Samich, I texted him. That feels heavy, 190 on the Avalanche. And he said, no, actually, that's short. And he'll tell us why. So we'll get to that. But the big story is game five and your Boston Celtics. Let's just start from a New England perspective. Okay. That number has dipped back down to 3.5. I am seeing a couple of fours pop up. It was essentially 3.5 yesterday, Josh, which is interesting because, Golden State's getting bet with the money in the handle. Yet we've seen that number tick back a half. There it is. 3.5, a total of 211. Let's just start with the idea, like the whole entire vibe there in New England, because that was an opportunity you let slip. And those clutch moments in a basketball game, 5 minutes or less in the fourth, were not good for the Celtics in game four.
They really were not, Patrick. And I think, again, as a Celtics fan, or if you're in the New England area, they've been doing this to you all postseason. Once you get, you're playing well, you take a series lead, you have the opportunity to, take the other team, knock them out and really take control. They really let go of the rope every single time. They did it against Miami a couple times. They did it against Milwaukee. You swept Brooklyn, so they really have to deal with that at all. But I think that just goes to show this Celtics team, as great as they are, there's still kind of a maturity thing going on. I think if you're a veteran-type team, these opportunities, if you realize, hey, they don't come around too often, and when you're at home, you're up 2-1, you can go up 3-1 and really, knock out the Warriors, you let that thing slip by. And in that game, Patrick, 107-97 loss, Celtics were a 4-point favorite in that one. But I would just say, when we give the full cap, coming up here, there is some under money coming in, open 212 down to 210.5. There's a lot of good system to the under, especially late series unders. You have about 70% of bets on the over, yet the line fell. But this 4.5 number, there's a lot of, and we'll give you all the stats. Golden State's been really good at home covering numbers. But to me, Patrick, this is the spot that the Celtics, they're maddening as a Celtics fan, because when they have the chance to go up, they give it away, but they always seem to bounce back. 7-0 straight up and ATS off a loss. Great numbers as a dog. This is what makes this game really interesting. Are you going to go with, the little bit of movement here, 3.5 to 4 at some shops to Golden State, or are you going to buy on the Celtics off a loss? I'm going to take them off a loss, Patrick.
Perfect. We'll have the numbers coming back. Of course, I'm seeing mostly fours now, to be fair. Warriors laying four. So we'll come back and discuss the illusion of control. Josh Applebaum is here. It's the Lombardi Line. It's VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
The best conversations I have with my colleagues are the ones that happen when no one is looking, when we're not 100% sure yet what to write.
Hopefully, having conversations like this can help you figure out your own point of view. That's kind of our job as Washington Post opinions columnists. I'm Charles Lane, Deputy Opinion Editor.
And I'm Amanda Ripley, a contributing columnist. We're going to bring you into these conversations on a new podcast called Impromptu.
Follow Impromptu now, wherever you listen.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it on. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
You're listening to The Lombardi Line on VSiN, featuring former NFL executive Michael Lombardi. Now, once again, here's Patrick Maher.
Okay, it's time to download Nevada's premier sports betting app. It's BetMGM Sports. It has all your favorite wagering options, in-game betting, boosted odds specials, and much more. Download the BetMGM app today. Stop by any MGM casino on the Strip. Bring that state-issued ID. You're ready to bet within minutes, whatever your sport, whatever your style. You're going to love BetMGM's state-of-the-art technology. Okay, visit BetMGM for terms and conditions. 21 years or older, and if you do have a gambling problem, it's 1-800-522-4700. I say it all the time. And for new bettors, as we welcome you back, Michael Lombardi on vacation, well-deserved. I'm Patrick Maher. He is Josh Applebaum. I say it all the time with in-game betting. I remember sitting on my couch in Brooklyn, New York back in 07, and that's kind of when the offshore books really started to incorporate in-game betting. It was so sludgy, meaning it was slow, it was unpredictable. They didn't have a myriad of options as far as in-game. Now it's become, you just have a cornucopia of opportunities. What's important with in-game betting is to have a user interface that is friendly, right, Josh? And very reactive. And that's just another plug to BetMGM, because you're trying to get those, it's very time sensitive. You're trying to in-game get those bets in, right?
Yeah, it's a great point by you, Patrick. So, in-game really wasn't a thing until, as you mentioned, late 2000s, really. And now it's, one of the most popular ways to bet on sports, because, it used to be before pre-flop, if you didn't get in, you could bet maybe the second half score, but that's pretty much it. But we live in a society today, of course, with legalized betting exploding, that, hey, people want to get in whenever they want. And just having that live line available to you, is a great thing for bettors when you can identify an opportunity where you think there might be value. It's great for the sports books so they can take in more action throughout the game. My, thing would be, number one, this series has been very back and forth, Patrick. So, if the Celtics are up by 25 and you want to get a live line better number on the Warriors when they're down, or vice versa, there's a lot of runs here. So I think NBA, when it comes to live in-game wagering, is one of the best sports overall. Like, when the Warriors were really good, when they're winning all those titles, and they're still good now, but when they would get down, I remember it was like, 3 or 4 or 5 years ago, maybe, when they would get down like 10-0 in the first quarter, you live line them, Patrick, when they're awesome. Down, and that thing would cash all the time. So again, it can be a slippery slope, just because if you have too many live in-game wager bets at the same time, it's hard to keep track of, what number you have and, what you're rooting for, basically. So I'd pick your spots, but NBA, to me, on a team that's down, that's really where you can find a lot of value.
That's perfectly put. Let me clarify what Josh is saying. It was Steph's MVP year. Me and my friends would wait. They were never dogs, so they were always big-time favorites, the Warriors. So what we would do is we wouldn't bet pre-flop before the game started, but after the tip, you'd pray the Warriors went down in the basketball game and you got plus money in-game coming back the other way, and we would just hammer the Warriors. And obviously, what, they go on to win 73 games. So, and obviously, the bookmakers, even in-game, started, and the algorithm started to catch up a little bit, but there was some opportunities there with the Warriors. We'd wait. I pray they get down 20, because they'd always come back and win. They won 73 games.
Yeah, it's unbelievable, Patrick. And, baseball comes to mind too, because, if you're a baseball fan, it's really slow. You're trying to get a lot of young people back in the sport. But there's kind of this, I read this article the other day of in-game wagering. Like, baseball kind of likes it slow, between each pitch, because it allows you to reset the number. Get down whenever you want. Now, as a product, it's not very entertaining here because it's so slow. So maybe we get the pitch clock, maybe we don't. But to your point, if you're going to live in-game wager, number one, you got to be watching the game. You could do just a pure like number thing where, hey, this is a big favorite that's down. I'll take the live line here. But just be careful, because, again, you want to make sure that, you have access to all the different numbers and you want to be watching the game, because there are things that maybe the box score isn't showing. Maybe a team is just not hitting their threes. Maybe there's an injury. So I'm pretty much would only live or in-game wager if I'm watching the game, I have my finger on the pulse of it, and I kind of have a feel for what's going on.
Yep. Perfectly put. Now, this series, what's fascinating about the series, and again, Warriors mostly laying 4, Josh, and I want to get to your numbers on this. Right now, we're sitting 2-11 here at the South Point, but games 1 and 4 played out very similarly, right? Where the road teams had a huge fourth quarter and won on the road, obviously. But games 2 and 3 were relatively blowouts, which leads me to Zach Lowe at ESPN.com had a very interesting synopsis of this four-game series so far, right? We played four games. The aggregate score, Celtics-Warriors, 422 to 421, Warriors up a point. Both teams have hit 64 three-pointers. Golden State has one more offensive rebound and one fewer turnover in the series so far, and the Celtics are plus 7 in free throws. It's remarkably close. Think about those numbers that I just told you. We had two blowouts, yet aggregate, the numbers are completely close across the board, Josh. This is fascinating.
It really is. You know, two great teams, and, you know, almost think about the NHL Stanley Cup Finals, you know, Lightning and the Avalanche. You have two good teams here with Celtics Warriors, you know, East Coast, West Coast. I know the NBA is thrilled to have this matchup here. But to your point, Patrick, very, very even series. And if we look at, you know, the series price here, I think the Warriors going into it were like minus 160, minus 165, something like that. Celtics were getting plus money. You know, another thing is dust off the zigzag theory, Patrick. You know, something like, you know, like mm-hmm. the hipsters in New York, you'll appreciate this, Pritch, or Patrick here. Sorry, I knew I was going to do that to you. But something like becomes popular and then that everyone else hates it and can't stand it.
Yeah.
That's kind of like zigzag. Like, you know, that used to be a, hey, bet the team that lost and then it got overvalued. The books caught up to it. Well, guess what? Zigzag is 4-0 this series. And to your point, being a really even series, Celtics as a dog plus four kind of have some zigzag value tonight. So the series price now tied 2-2, Golden State minus 150, Boston plus 125. If you like the Celts here, plus 125, you know, the zigzag, you know, to your benefit, you're getting a decent little plus money there. But Patrick, I look at it one of two ways. So maybe we can just start with, you know, why the Warriors, maybe you have value on the Warriors tonight. Number one, the line did move in their favor. And again, when we get to this point, we can talk to TG. He'll probably, you know, kind of back this up. When you get to the playoffs and you have so much data on these teams, any kind of line movement is really significant to me because when they set these numbers, mm-hmm. there's so much raw information to go off of that, you know, these are pretty, really tight lines and it takes a lot of respected money to move a number. So Golden State opened -3.5, really didn't move off of that. But over the last 24 hours, they're up to -4 at a lot of shops. You know, BetMGM and DraftKings, they're both getting around 65% of bets, but around 80% of money. So it would be a little bit low bets, higher dollars in terms of, you know, it is a public play toward Golden State getting 2/3 of bets, but a little more money. And then also, it's been a chalky playoffs here. Favorites are 52-29 against the spread, 57% straight up. They're 68%. Favorites with a line move in their favor. So going from 3.5 up to 4, those teams are 29-18 against the spread, 62%. And then also Golden State at home. You know, home road, even though they, you know, stole that game Friday night, they've been a much better home team numbers-wise than home team than road team, Patrick. They're 32-19 against the spread at home. They're 8-3 ATS this postseason at home. So that's case number one. It's a chalky playoffs. The Lions going to the Warriors, a little bit low bets, higher dollars. If you like the Warriors, those are things you like to hear.
You know, it's interesting. It's the inverse, right, Josh? Because the Celtics have been inconsistent at home, although really good, and the Warriors have been actually, all season, the Warriors are below 500 ATS-wise on the road. They just haven't been great on the road. They're 9-1 straight up in the postseason at the Chase Center, and they're 7-3 ATS. That one loss coming game one against the Celtics. I wanted to point out something, and that's the 165. If we could throw up that game board quickly on the Warriors money line 165, you see the four number. What's fascinating here, Josh, is the Warriors are a 135 series price. Okay, so think about what I'm telling you. If the Warriors win tonight, and then let's say hypothetically they go to Boston and they lose game six, well, they're going to be much bigger coming back home in game seven than a 135 favorite. So if you like the Warriors to win the series, or you like the Warriors to win tonight, go 135 on the series because you're getting, what, a 30-cent discount from tonight's game. And then again, if they come back home for a game seven, they're going to be a bigger favorite than 135. You could lock that 135 in on the series price for the Warriors right now.
That's a great point, Patrick. And you're kind of betting on the same thing. You're just getting a better number, hoping for, you know, the same result there.
Right.
So another way you could attack that is Steph Curry MVP. You know, he scores what, 30 something, 35, you know, he had that huge game. He's led the, you know, the series for any player with like 34 points a game. He's minus 140 to win NBA Finals MVP here. So that's another smaller number than, you know, or the series price or the current money line for tonight. So just something to think about. Great point by you pointing that out, saving a little juice for a lot of bettors there. Now, we told you and kind of ran through all the stats why you like Golden State here with the chalk, with the line move, low bets, higher dollars. But now let's get to the Celtics a little bit, Patrick. This is why I'm excited about betting the Celtics. Number one, contrarian and heavily bet game. They're only getting about 30 to 35% of bets. Just from a straight up bet against the public standpoint, Celtics are really contrarian tonight. But then you get into everything that you were talking about. So it's off a loss as a dog and on the road. They've been great in all these situations here. Off a loss, 25-13 against the spread, 66% this season. They're 7-0 straight up in ATS after a loss. So again, that speaking to the bounce back factor of this team. They haven't lost two straight since January when they flipped the switch and became that, you know, this juggernaut team that we see now. As a dog, 20-10 against the spread, 57%, 7-2 ATS as a dog this postseason. And then on the road, they've been road warriors, 35-17 against the spread, 67%, 9-2 ATS on the road here, Patrick. So another one here, you know, we don't have Scott Foster, but we do have three road refs, brothers, Tiven and Davis, all between 52 and 56% ATS to the road team. So kind of what I'm getting at is, you know, you can lay out, there are legit reasons data-wise to back Golden State. There's a lot of good signals here toward Boston. To me, I'll take the plus four, Patrick.
Of course,
I think with
you
all
will.
These awful loss spots, you know I'm going to rock the Celtics with a 7-0 after a loss to the Mets.
The best was when you were given your reasons to back the Warriors, you kind of did it with a curmudgeonly face. And then when you started talking about the Celtics, you got that big goofy grin on your face while you were discussing.
I can't help it, man. It's the first time since 2010 we've been in the finals. I'm excited.
Lowe did a great job. I did not realize how tight, because you had the two blowouts in the series, but aggregate-wise, across the board, points, rebounds, turnovers, it's essentially the same. This has been a fascinating series. I have no problem with you catching the four. And by the way, it is four. Yesterday it was painted 3.5. We're back up to four with the percentages going the Warriors' way. Okay, tremendous breakdown by Mr. Celtic there, Josh Applebaum. When we come back, Thomas Gable, live from the Borgata, next here, Lombardi Line. It's VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Listening to the Lombardi Line on VSiN, featuring former NFL executive Michael Lombardi. Now, once again, here's Patrick Maher.
Okay, before you make your next bet, be sure to visit VSiN.com to check out the current betting splits. You want to know where the money, that's what Josh was just discussing. If you hear Josh with a bunch of numbers, oftentimes in percentages and handle and ticket count, he's talking about betting splits. So you can check them out. They're updated every 10 minutes. So super specific over at VSiN.com. Find out where the public is betting based on the number of tickets and where the money doesn't match the public opinion. Betting splits are another way VSiN is here to make you a smarter, better year round. Check out today's betting splits for every game at VSiN.com. It's almost like Josh has a beautiful mind as we welcome you back. Michael Lombardi on vacation. I'm Patrick Maher. He, of course, is Josh Applebaum, Market Insights Betting Across America. You kind of have a perfect, beautiful mind for numbers. So sometimes you just start throwing out numbers. And my brain, it's just, I don't catch up as quickly. But the betting splits and that data is so important, Josh.
It really is. And I appreciate it, Patrick. And again, I didn't wake up like this. You know, it took me a long time to kind of, you know, feel like I have a feel for interpreting these numbers, staring at the lines every single day, you know, talking to bookmakers, looking for, you know, then again, it seems very confusing here, but let's just think of the betting splits page. Very simple things to look for. If you want to go contrarian, look at the ticket percentage, you know, the ticket, you know, percentage sign there on the splits page. If a team's getting over 70%, that means they're public. If the team getting 30% or less, that means they're contrarian. Right off the bat, that's one way to use the splits. The other one, low bets, higher dollars. If a team's getting, you know, 35% of bets, but 50% of money, anytime you can get a 10% or more discrepancy in favor of some, you know, some good positive money there, then that's a good thing as well. And then another very simple thing, you know, 70% or more bets on one side, yet the line goes away from that popular side, reverse line movement. So I think it can sound very daunting when you kind of first think about it, but once you start looking at it every day, it becomes part of your routine. Then you're able to identify, you know, some sharp action or contrarian value and you cash a couple bets. Then it becomes much easier as you continue to do it each day.
Let me bring in a professional bookmaker and ask him just what you laid out. Are betting splits a part of your arsenal, Thomas Gable, where do you like to see, as Josh said, that 70% threshold? Do you like to see very public games? How much do you pay attention to the splits?
You pay attention to the splits in terms of, well, for us, it's more or less who's betting that. Where is that money coming from? Certainly, I mean, you do want to balance action when you can, and certainly on the markets that are very liquid and efficient, that's what you want to do. You want to have a balance on the money. The ticket splits, not so much. I mean, again, I think it's a good indication, as Josh said, of where that money is coming from, because let's face it, when the public's not seeing who's playing a certain side, we are on this side of the counter, we're seeing that, but the public doesn't. So Josh picks up these little clues by looking at those splits as to maybe where the sharp side is on a particular game. And, you know, obviously we want to align ourselves with that side. But, you know, Josh doesn't have the advantages that we do where we know who's betting what. Josh is trying to decipher that from looking at those splits.
And by the way, you're allowed to say steam today, Josh, so feel free to get it all out because you know that's going to be shut down soon. First off, Thomas, hi. I didn't officially say hi to you. Hope you're doing well. Hope you had a nice weekend. It is U.S. Open week, which I can't wait for because guess what, Thomas? It's the country club there in Brookline, Mass. It is going to be dramatic, and it's going to have nothing to do with the U.S. Open.
I know. It's going to be a media frenzy this week leading up into the tournament. And, you know, the USGA, who runs the U.S. Open, they put on the national championship. They are basically the governing body for United States golf. And so they really, while they have a relationship with the PGA Tour, they're not the PGA Tour. So this is the national championship. Anybody can come and qualify for the U.S. Open as long as you're following the USGA guidelines. So you have all the guys who defected to the LIV Tour, Dustin Johnson. And so all of that media frenzy is going to be around. I sort of feel bad for the USGA that they have to deal with this for their week, but it is what it is. And now let's talk a little bit about the course there, the country club, as you said, in Brookline, Massachusetts. I believe this is Josh Applebaum's home course.
He's a member. So,
yes, I figured that. Very historic course. You know, its origins dating back to the 1800s. And, you know, the course looks and feels like it's from another century. And I don't mean that in a negative way, but it's going to be like any course that they typically play on tour. So very few of the participants here will have course history at the country club. It did host the 2013 U.S. Amateur, which was won by Matthew Fitzpatrick, who is certainly someone I would consider playing this week. You know, guys who competed in that U.S. Amateur include Scottie Scheffler, Xander Schauffele, Justin Thomas, Corey Connors. And some of the older veterans, they may have memories from the 99 Ryder Cup that was there, Sergio and Phil. But like in every U.S. Open, you're going to be forced to play shots that you typically don't play. And at times, you know, the course will seem unfair. And that's just the way the USGA likes to set it up. There are more blind shots here than players are used to playing. And the greens here are going to be small. They're typically, they have a cross-slope movement, so if the USGA has them dialed up on the stimp meter, don't be surprised if you see some three putts out there. And if you miss them altogether, the length and the thickness of the rough around them will certainly be a challenge to save par. Now, Josh, I know you're more dialed into the weather of what's going on there. I think if the wind blows at all here, I think even par would be a very, very good score. I don't know how the wind is looking, though, for the week there, Josh.
Yeah, so TG, it's first off, been far too long. Great to talk to you once again, my friend. And yeah, if you guys don't know this, I have a side hustle. I caddy actually at the country club there. It's only 20 minutes from my house. Just kidding, I do not. But the weather looks pretty good, TG. You know, you're mid-60s right now. You know, we haven't had rain in a little bit. You know, keep an eye on how slick the greens are as well. But since we only have you for a short time here, TG, I got to ask you about the Celtics game tonight. Now, Pete and Patrick and I have been talking about this game, and you know, you're tied 2-2. We do have the Warriors now, -150 to win the series. There's a lot of examples, you know, to like Golden State here. So they open -3.5. They're up to -4. You've seen these favorites and favorites with line moves do very well in the NBA Finals and the playoffs in general. You know, the Warriors are great at home. But then also you have all these great Celtics system matches, 7-0 off a loss, great as a dog, great on the road. You know, how do you cap this one from a bookmaker's angle? You know, seeing that little adjustment, 3.5 up to 4. Are you seeing any buyback on Celtics +4? And also the total looks like some under money came in, 212 down to around 210.5.
Yeah, so great points there, Josh. Everything you said there is spot on. The total has dropped down to 210.5 now. And like you said, a lot of places up to 4 here. With the Warriors laying it, we just adjusted the juice here. So right now you're going to lay $1.15 to lay the 3.5 here with the Warriors. But, you know, as you said, I think this game, if you can make a case for either team. Right now the Warriors are getting bet here. Ticket counts are virtually even, 50-50. But again, the money, when you're looking at the money splits here, you have basically 80%, you know, high 70s% of the money is on the Warriors right now. And, you know, I'm assuming probably most shops are basically the same there. They're getting some Golden State money. Now, at least for your Celtics, Josh, I think, you know, we saw the Warriors make adjustments. We saw Steve Kerr make that decision, go away from Draymond Green because he's really been struggling out there, puts Looney in. And Looney, you know, he was plus 21 in that game last. So had 11 rebounds. He's been tremendous. I think now the Celtics, if they can afford to do so, and this is going to be contingent on health, I think, more than anything else, put the two bigs in the game at the same time, Robert Williams, Al Horford. You know, they were plus 6 on Friday when they were on the floor together. I think that has paid dividends when those two can get on the floor together. And, you know, certainly for the Celtics, a lot of this is going to hinge on the health of Robert Williams, how many minutes he can give them.
Josh perfectly pointed out earlier, TG, and I just have about 45 seconds here. He pointed out how well the Celtics have played after a loss, all going back to January, actually. It sounds like you're leaning taking the 4 if you were betting this. Is that fair?
It is. It is. I mean, the Warriors, as you said, have been tremendous on the road, and obviously off a loss, this fits well into those narratives. But again, the Warriors have been tremendous at home.
And who are you betting in the U.S. Open?
I'm looking at Fitzpatrick right now. I think Homa's still, if you can get him, I think he's around 50-1 right now. Homa's looked pretty decent. Those are the two that I'd be looking at right now. And, at least with some longer odds outside the
and
favorite.
Rory's the favorite, correct?
Rory is the favorite, 11-1 here. We also have Scheffler at 11-1. I think Scheffler also is a guy who sets up well for this course, though.
And Rory coming off the win at the Canadian Open over the weekend. It took a dig at Greg Norman, which was awesome. TG, director of the race and sportsbook there at the Borgata. Awesome stuff. Thanks for setting us up on the U.S. Open as well. Thanks, TG. Have a great Monday.
All right, guys. Have a good one. Thanks so much.
Did you really caddy there?
I'm just kidding, Patrick. Remember at Happy Gilmore when he had to, like, you know, he didn't have a laundry machine, had to do it in the, you know, in the drink there? I always joke about that.
Yeah. Will Hill is next here on the Lombardi Line.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
You're listening to The Lombardi Line on VSiN, featuring former NFL executive Michael Lombardi. Now, once again, here's Patrick Maher.
Okay, this is the best time. There's never been a better time to find out why BetMGM is the king of sportsbooks. Tonight, $10 moneyline wager on anything, and then you win $200 if anybody hits a three-pointer tonight. So again, just make a moneyline wager for $10 tonight if you're a new bettor, and you're going to win $200 paid for in free bets. It's that simple. You have to use the bonus code VSiN20. Excuse me. Don't use that code.
Use the code VSIN, V-S-I-N 200, V-S-I-N 200, and you're going to win the cash. Got to be 21 years or older. Please gamble responsibly. And if you do have a gambling problem, it's 1-800-GAMBLER, Mississippi, Nevada, and New York. Promotional offer not available. As we got you back here, Michael Lombardi on a well-deserved vacation. I'm Patrick Maher, live from the VSIN studios here at the South Point, joined by my buddy Josh Applebaum, of course, Market Insights, the everything guide to sports betting. He wrote a book, people, if you're just getting into the sport and you want to learn about it, no better way to do so than pick up Josh's book. And now we welcome in the diva, and that is Will Hill. And I call him the diva because you should hear what goes on behind the scenes every time we call and connect with Will. Trying, you're too blue. You got to get centered. What's going on, diva?
How am I the diva? I'm playing ball. I'm the easiest guy to get along with. I'm a team player. I'm the 25th man on the roster. I'm just happy to be on the team. I'm not a diva. I object to that. Now you got me jealous that Applebaum wrote a book. I don't have a lot going on today.
Yeah.
There's a lot of time between now and when the Warriors game tips off, like 9 o'clock Eastern. I might write a book this afternoon. You guys have inspired.
You should squeeze in a book, Stephen King. Yeah. You looked like the Cookie Monster when they connected with you. We're all blue. By the way, the book for you is, I'll give you the title. I'm going to steal it back from Josh. Illusion of Control. And what I mean by that is, and you know what this means in sports betting, you do feel like when you're watching a game, you have some sort of power over the game, but for it's a fallacy amongst gamblers because there's this illusion of control, Will.
For sure. Yeah, you're betting under. I'm just going to will a ground ball to shortstop to get a double play, and sometimes it sneaks through the middle. You're 100% right.
How are we feeling today? The numbers back up to 4 tonight, game 5. It's remarkable with 2 blowouts how absolutely synergistic these two teams have been as far as the numbers. This has been a wonderful 4 games. We've got 3 to go, hopefully. What do you think about that 4 tonight?
It's interesting. I can't lay the 4 just because I do think pound for pound, Boston's the better team. I picked it Warriors in 7. I'm at the point where I don't have a great feel for this series just because Boston has looked bigger, more athletic. And I made the point, if you're just picking sides between these two rosters, Curry's the first pick. After that, it's a whole lot of Celtics. It's obviously Tatum. It's Brown. It's, you know, Robert Williams. It's Horford, Smart in some order. You know, maybe you pick Wiggins somewhere in there. But to me, Boston's the better team, pound for pound. But look, Golden State, they get home court the next 2 out of 3. They've got the best player. If I was going to bet the Warriors, I know Applebaum does this a lot. Just, you know, that 165 on the money line is pretty cheap. I know the 4, the point spread hasn't come into effect in any of these finals game. You gave out the stat yesterday, which is a really good one. But if I was going to do anything, I guess it'd be Warriors money line. I do think these teams are going to hold serve. Warriors win tonight. Celtics win game 6. But I did bet the under 211 tonight. I just think, you know, game 5, winner this game wins the series, you know, 80-something percent of the time. So you get sort of a de facto game 7, which means slower pace, maybe a little tighter, more, you know, methodic in terms of offense. And again, slower pace leads to an under. So I did bet the under. I think the under's taking some money here. I think the Warriors tonight win tonight. I can't lay a four with how even these teams are.
Josh, can I jump in for another strategy real quick with
sure.
Will? Will, if you think the Warriors are going to win tonight at 165 money line, I've got a 135 series price with the Warriors.
That's favorites. The way to go.
So think about what I'm telling you. You picked it up immediately when I said it, right? So your assumption is they go back to Boston and lose. They come back. They're going to be favored. You're going to pick the Warriors in game 7 at home at the Chase Center. They're going to be a bigger favorite than 135. So bet the 135 now on the Warriors series price, and you're saving, what, 30 cents on that 165 money line.
Absolutely. And if they ever lost tonight, hey, they could still win game 6 and win game
that's
7.
Right.
I agree. That's the way to go. 100%. It's a good point.
What do you got, Josh?
So, Will, yeah, one thing I wanted to ask you, Will, and I think you kind of mentioned this a little bit, but, and by the way, great to see you. And again, you're not a diva. You got kids running around. You got a wife to deal. I just have me, Elise, and a little puppy. So, you know, it's a little bit easier in the household here working from home. But Will, in terms of the under, you know, Patrick and I were talking about all the different system matches on the Warriors, chalk, line movement, low bets, higher dollars, Celtics, all these great matches with off a loss on the road as a dog. So I think if you're going into it saying, man, I got a lot of good stuff on team A, team B, you know, oftentimes, hey, if conflicting data, you lay off. But that under, can you speak a little bit more to the under? Because I'm right there with you. I'm only concerned a little bit that it fell, you know, a point and a half here, and I'm not getting the best of it. But it opened 212. It's down to 210.5 using the VSiN splits that we provide, VSiN.com/splits. You're getting about 70% of bets on the over, yet the line fell. So, again, if everyone, you know, 3 out of 4 bettors are taking the over, Shouldn't this line have gone 212 up to 213, up to 214? It's not. It's going the other way, and it's been a great playoffs for unders in general. They're over 60%. 210 or higher, you're over 60% to the under. If a total falls, you're better to the under. So is it to you, Will? And again, Patrick does a great job with this correlative betting, you know, dog under, you know, favorite over. But are you more confident in the under than you are in, you know, either side? And also, you know, if you have, you know, a feel for both, do you just say, hey, I'm going to bet both and hope I get them both, or just lay off the one you're less confident in and only take the under tonight?
Yeah, it's a great question. I don't usually like taking both sides of a game just because unless they're correlated, you feel like you have to hit it perfectly. You know, you're sitting there rooting for both sides. You know, you need the Warriors to get a stop every time. And every time the Celtics score, it hurts your under. It hurts your Warriors bet. So you're putting your eggs all in one basket by taking two sides of a game. I'm not saying I never do it, but I rarely do it. I would lean towards the under here. I don't know how you separate these teams by 4 points. So to me, these teams are too evenly matched. I like the under just because I think I've expected this to be a defensive oriented series. These are the two best teams in defensive efficiency. I think we've seen some slower paces, and as the series gets on, hey, we're best two out of three to win a championship here. This isn't the first round, the second round. You know, one of these teams, they're two wins away from holding up the trophy here. So I think, you know what, you get a tighter whistle or a looser whistle maybe. You get tighter defense, max intensity in terms of defense, more methodical on offense. So I think everything adds up here to an under. Now, look, you know, both these teams, they could hit 23s and your under goes by the wayside. That's just the game we live in here with all these three-pointers. But I think everything adds up to an underplay here.
And both teams have made 64 threes in the series. It's fascinating. By the way, sometimes you got to know when you're beat. And I joke with Will a lot about the texting, but we text back and forth before these games. And remember before game four, I said, bro, you've got a better feel for this series than I do. And that's where I'm at with the series, Will. The series has beat me down. I just don't have a feel for the series as far as the Warriors are. Like tonight, for catching or laying, I don't have a feel.
No, and that's our advantage as bettors. Hey, they got to make a line for every game, whether it's WNBA, NBA, baseball, college baseball. Their job is to put up a line for every single game totals. As bettors, you know, we're like a hitter at the plate. We just swing at whatever pitches we want. There's no rule. Just because it's a game five NBA finals, it's a standalone game, you want to bet it to have some action on it, you don't have to swing at every pitch here. And it's a cop-out. It's bad content to sit here and say, hey, wait for a live number.
Yes.
But to me, in terms of the side, I don't have a great feel for this series. I picked Warriors in seven going in, so technically that's still alive. But look, I've jumped back and forth with, you know what, the Celtics win, they look better. Sometimes the Warriors, you know, with Curry going off, you say, well, the Warriors do have the best player. They do have home court again. So again, I don't have a great feel for the side here.
And by the way, we are a gambling network, so I will have a prop for the game coming up later. I just don't have a feel for that side, as Will said. Josh, and that's sometimes as a better, you have to know when you're beaten by a series or by a game. You can't push it.
Yeah, you really can't. You know, we talk about the zigzag where it's, you know, Celtics Warriors, same thing with the total, over under. So, you know, the zigzag, which again, we talked about earlier in the show, used to be kind of a, you know, wash rinse repeat, you know, pretty good system play in general, became overvalued. Well, guess what? We're seeing it raise its, you know, ugly head or good head, depending on which side you're on here. But Will, I got to fit in a baseball play with you. We always joke around, you know, it's bat night here at Yankee Stadium if you're a Sopranos fan. But Will, give me a couple plays for today. I think you're looking at a couple first fives, maybe Atlanta, Washington. You could be leaning on that total.
Yeah, I got under five first five. It's Gray and Ian Anderson. Gray's actually pitched pretty well. Remember, he was the centerpiece of the Max Scherzer, Trey Turner deal last summer. His last three starts, 16 innings, two earned runs. So he's coming into his own. His stuff's really good, and I think Anderson can have some success against the Washington lineup. Atlanta's going to get back in the mix here in the NL East. They're already 5.5 out. They've done a nice job chopping this Mets lead pretty much in half, and they got three with the Nats, three with the Cubs. So that race could get tight in the NL East with the Mets and the Braves and the Phillies playing well. And I did also go under four first five, Alcantara versus Nola. Nola always, I'm sure you know this, Patrick, he always leaves you wanting a little more. He's frustrating. I feel like he should be better, but you know, his underlying metrics are outstanding. Alcantara's the favorite now to win the Cy Young. I'm sure a lot of people don't watch him all the time, but his stuff is just incredible. So under four in the first five, Marlins, Phillies. Under five, Braves, National, both for the first five innings. Hopefully you get a couple winners early and you can just sit there and watch the NBA game. Those will be over by around 9 o'clock.
Nobody's sharper, nobody's bluer when we connect with them than Will Hill. By the way, I've got three words for you tonight. Fade Mike Minor. Will Hill. We'll get to that, of course.
Yeah, that's a good one.
I got it at 140. I'm sure it's jumped up. So you're going to write your book. What are you going to write it about? I'm sorry, your book you're writing today?
I got to talk to my agent still. I'm going to talk to my agent. We'll figure it out. Hey, we only got a few seconds here. How is Robert Williams 251 to win finals MVP? He's so valuable for that team. He's not going to win.
You're a sicko. Who's coming up on the pod?
Tim Kirkshin tomorrow, Fine Sand Wednesday. Who knows after that?
Will's the best. Of course, New York City Cast, VSiN.com/podcast. We appreciate you, buddy. We're coming back with a couple props on tonight's game as well. And the Stanley Cup Final. It's the Lombardi Line.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it on. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah! And some waves so we could go surfing.
Oh, I love that!
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in!
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it!
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.